It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the Gospel of John, first chapter. We're going to start reading with verse 6, and so please that you follow along with us if you can. I hope that you can read the Word of God with us. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Verse 6. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope now that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Again, John, the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the light, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What a beautiful, beautiful scripture verses to read and to enjoy. Please, let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please, just show us your strength and your power. You're the only way, dear Father, that we can know of you is by your way. And your way is through your Son. And then you sent us the precious Holy Spirit that would even open our old wicked hearts up that we could even understand anything. And oh, thank you, dear Father. Please, please, dear Father, show us your way and will. Show us your strength. I just ask you, dear Lord, that you'll save the lost and grow the saved. I just want you to take care of that today, dear Lord, please. Precious, precious, beautiful day that you've given us. Now let us honor you with it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we begin here, and we've looked just a little bit the last time we were together here, that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Now, we got a man here that we need to take a look at. And first of all, before, we're going to back up just a little bit because we need to look at this light. Now, last time we were together, why we made a point, and it's worth repeating, I think, and I hope that you understand and agree. Who needs to be told of light? Who needs to say tell you the light is on? What condition are you in? What condition are you in for someone to say that, oh, look at the beautiful sun that's in this beautiful, gorgeous, clear day? Or again, who needs to be told that the light is on in a given room as they walk through that room? The only people that need to be told are the people that are blind. They cannot see. Now, we need to understand that that is the exact condition that all the world is in. We're born in sin. We have no understanding of light. We can't see just a small little glimmer of light through the corner of our eye. We can't see it. We can see nothing when it comes to the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't see anything that is of God in our natural state. We can't. So someone has to tell us, has to bring to us and show to us, here is the light. Because if all of a sudden we would see a little glimmer of light, we wouldn't know what it was unless someone told us, that's light. That light will help you to see your sin, to see salvation through Jesus Christ, and see a perfect life that you can have with the Lord Jesus. That's what you need to see. That's what you need to see. You can't see it unless someone gives you power, strength, an ability to do that. And that's exactly the shape we're in. And you need to understand that all unbelievers are blind and are in total, total darkness spiritually. We need to be reminded or told that it is light. There is light here, and there's a man that God sent to do that. And that man is John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist, just as he was, just the man himself, has not got that, does not possess that power, cannot do those things without the power of God in that equation, in that work. Same thing with myself. When I preach the gospel, when I tell folks of the death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord and Savior, those words are nothing unless the Spirit of God can apply them into your heart or someone else's heart so they can see the light. Because I'm just a man, but the Word of God, the Word of God, when it's proclaimed, the Spirit of God is a it comes in and will touch the heart and will change the life. And the reason that happens is because all of a sudden there is a power that comes from outside, comes from God Himself. That power comes into your life, into this dark, dark, dark life that you possess, and begins to bring a little light in. And that light exposes darkness. It shows you your wickedness. And the more that you look to that light, the brighter that light gets. And the more you continue to look at that light, to the Word of God, the brighter and brighter, and all of a sudden you can see this wickedness, and what am I going to do about it? And God doesn't leave you in a helpless state, because He immediately, once you see that you're lost, He will show you the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. The Spirit shows us our sin and shows us our Savior. Now you got a decision to make. Now you got a decision to make. Are you going to believe? And so this light that's come here, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might be saved. It wasn't some special light that John had in himself. It was something that he was speaking of, something that he was telling. John the Baptist came for a witness. That's exactly what every Christian should be. Every Christian should possess that. Every Christian should say those words and speak those words, that I am a witness for my Lord and Savior. Now, a witness, what is a witness needs to understand something. I can't be a witness of something unless I know it myself. You see, I need to have seen it, I need to have heard it, and then I can tell. I have seen my Lord Jesus Christ, not physically, but oh, the day I trusted in Jesus Christ is the day that I came all the way back to Calvary, to that cross, and I know right where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Many of you have heard it. I hope that you're never tired of it. I'm sure never tired of telling it. I'm never tired of thinking about it. And that is that place between the house and the Pharaoh house down on the farm where I stopped and I called upon the Lord for salvation. What a glorious day that was. What a wonderful day that was. That was the day that I let that light in. The Spirit of God, through my reading of the Word of God, just continued to get a little more of a place in my heart until finally it showed me who I was. And I was nothing but a wicked old sinner, and I needed salvation through my Lord and Savior. And so He brought me to that place of seeing that, and then it brings me right on to the place of salvation. Didn't leave me right there by any means. He could have left me in that lost place. Said, here, I want to show you, you can't keep the law. I want to show you that you're just worthless. And then walk away. That's kind of what people do today. They don't build each other up. They tear each other down so that they think they're looking better. They're looking stronger. Our God shows us who we are through the Holy Spirit, and then gives us a way of salvation, a way of redemption, a way to come and be back into fellowship with God. And that's through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this time was coming, and the darkness was upon all the earth. And not as in such that the sun didn't come up and didn't go down, but as far as spiritually concerned, and it was time, the set time for our Savior to come to this earth and to live here upon this earth, where verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We'll get into that a little bit later, but we need to understand the time had arrived, and before that, we needed someone to come and give witness of this light that was to arrive. That's all He was a witness to the light. And so here is who I'm. And again, John, he was telling something that he knew only because he was a believer. He trusted in his Lord and Savior, even though Jesus at this time had not went to the cross of Calvary, had not died on the cross yet. That hadn't taken place. Didn't matter. It didn't matter. Because, you see, John knew. The same Spirit showed John that this is the Son of God, and He is going to save the world. And John knew that, and he was witnessing to that. He was telling that. And, oh, that's what preachers today, stop this social gospel that's being preached everywhere. Let's get back to the cross of Calvary. Get back to what Jesus Christ was bearing witness of right now in this man named John. He was bearing witness of a Savior that was coming. And John knew it. John preached it. John didn't care about anything of this life or this world. He preached it. He was a witness to it. And so when you're a witness to it, then you can speak about it. I am a witness of the salvation that I possess in Jesus Christ, and I can tell it. If you're born again, you have the strength and the words to, you are a witness to what has happened. You're born again. You know it. You know it. Now, please, if you don't know that, you know, and most preaching, most places have left that. They don't tell the gospel anymore. They don't speak of this personal relationship with Jesus Christ that every individual needs. They don't talk about this light that is brought to them. It's just one that you kind of evolve into a religion, and then you grab a hold of a denomination, and that's where you stay the rest of your life. And in most cases, they also die in that same church, maybe for generations, but they don't just die physically, they die spiritually because they are not truly born again. They have followed the tradition of man, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of that denomination, and they have not followed the Word of God where the light is. I'm bringing the light to you today, not a light that is mine, a light that is powerful, the light that the Holy Spirit can bring to you, and that light is Jesus Christ. And so please, don't miss it. John the Baptist came for a witness, the same thing that every preacher of the gospel, and that doesn't mean the pastor of a church necessarily, every proclaimer of the Word of God takes this light out when they speak of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love the Word of God. I've got many verses of Scripture here. John chapter 14, we're going to look at the sixth verse. John chapter 14, verse 6. He says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That is our proclamation. That is what I know, that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Holy Spirit comes with the light. John the Baptist was coming. He was proclaiming by the power of the Holy Spirit a light that was here. If you listen, if you just listen, that light can start coming in. And that light will just continue to get brighter and brighter and brighter. You have to make a decision at a point in time. But that light, as it exposes you, light exposes, it clears out the darkness so you can see what's wicked there. You know, when I'm working on something, the older I get, the more light I need. I have to get that switch on. I have to get the treble light out. I need a flashlight right on it so I can see it, because I can't see what's wrong, and because my eyes they're not that good anymore. I need a lot of light. Well, it's the same thing with our sin. There's so much darkness, you can't see the sin. Once that light starts shining into that old life, it's going to expose that wickedness. And you're going to see, because that light, that's purpose of that light is to expose, to show. And once you've seen it, then they introduce the means to take care of that, to clean it all out. And that means is none other than the Holy Spirit, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does this work here. And so please, don't miss that. Don't miss that Jesus Christ is the one that can bring life into your light, into your life. It can't exist. Life doesn't exist before that. Oh, you're walking around blindly, but when the light is shined, oh, then we see the truth and we see the power and the strength. Our mission is to preach Christ. You know, if we first look back here to who this light is, I want to back Scripture with Scripture. 1 John chapter 1. Now we're going to look at the fifth verse, 1 John chapter 1. You realize this is the very first verse that I memorized as a child. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. We find our light through the Holy Spirit as he introduces to us our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our mission should be to preach Christ. Now, if we look at 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I hope that you have the opportunity to look these verses up, as I do. I used to write them all out so I could just read them, but I thought, you know, that doesn't give you enough time to open your Bibles and find them, and I want you to, because I don't want you to believe me. I want you to believe the Word of God. And so, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 23 and 24. But we preach Christ. It says, we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews it's a stumbling block, unto the Greeks it's foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That is what we know and possess as believers. But we are to preach Christ crucified. That, you know, we need to learn and grow and study the Word of God from cover to cover. But it all begins at one place, and it cannot begin otherwise unless we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior, because only then does the Holy Spirit come to live within our hearts. Then it begins to show and to teach us. You look at these first couple chapters of 1 Corinthians here. Paul really talks to the church of Corinth about this, because they have lost sight of how that you find the wisdom of what to do and what to say and where to be. And it all comes through our God, and it has to come through this Holy Spirit as he's in our hearts, teaching us his way and will. We've got those precious words, this witness, this testimony, this true light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We see those words of Scripture here in verse 9 of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 9. Now we can also, as we look, we need to see, as I have talked about this Holy Spirit, let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 14. John 16, 14. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. This is the word of God coming through our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to his followers, and he's telling them, here's how it's going to work. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, this is the Holy Spirit, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He's going to take it from me and teach you. That's the Holy Spirit. You can't do that unless the Holy Spirit lives within your heart. Unless the Holy Spirit is in your heart, that cannot take place, can't happen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians now. We're back and forth there. I hope maybe even you held your hand there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Once again, I'm going to read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, Paul knew. He was taught by the greatest teachers in that day. Paul knew, but there was nothing more important, because it's got to start with Jesus Christ and him crucified and you believing that. And if you don't, everything else is a waste. There is nothing that this world has to offer. Nothing. Everything is a waste. Now, let's go back here to John into the last half. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. There's only one way of salvation, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read for you Romans chapter 10, verse 13, all the way through 17. You've got to hear this, and just listen so carefully. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Beautiful verses of Scripture. Isaiah asked the question by the leadership of the Holy Spirit at that time, Lord, who hath believed our report? Do you believe that you need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you believe that that's the reason John the Baptist has come to bring light into your life, because you're blinded? You're not blinded, you are blind. Blinded gives us a thought that you had your sight and you've lost your sight by covering your eyes or something like that. No, you are blind. You are blind, totally blind, when it comes to the things of God. You cannot see them. You can't. You must trust in Jesus Christ your Lord. Believe. And right now, if you're thinking about that, if you're pondering about, you know, I've never heard this, my church doesn't preach that, I've asked my preacher about it, and says, no, that's not necessary. Or maybe you're in a place of worship where that you have a lot of tradition, and so you repeat all these things, and you've said the words that you want to be born again, or you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. But what has happened is you have done that by words and not by the light of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must come and penetrate that heart of yours. Must start bringing some light in, because first of all, with that light, You have no desire for God. Without that light, you can say, I believe this, but it's not because you are understanding that you're lost, that you're dying in your sin. You don't understand that. You don't understand. What you need to understand is that the Holy Spirit, you hear the Word of God right now, that Holy Spirit is beginning to bring you some light, and you're seeing how wicked you are. Now, when you see that, that's real. Now, all I'm going to ask you to do right now is believe on Jesus Christ. Believe that He died for you. Believe that He rose again for you. That's all you need to do. It's just that simple. But it's got to start with that knowing that I'm lost. You don't need to be saved till you're lost. People that are righteous in man's eyes, they don't need to be saved. What, saved from what? And that's most of the world today. Most of the world today, they feel like they're good enough. They're righteous. They're good. They're not. No one is. Everyone needs. I don't care what nationality, what skin color, it doesn't matter. We're all completely equal. We're all dead in our trespasses and sins. We're equal, totally. In God's eyes, He doesn't judge for color or for race. The judgment that's going to condemn you and me to hell is going to be the sin, not our color, not our nationality. That's got nothing to do with it. It's our relationship with our Lord. So please, wherever you're from, whatever color that you might be, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you call on Jesus, and He will save you. And if He saves you today, I trusted in Jesus back in 1975. I will see you in heaven. You can be halfway around the world. I will see you in heaven. What a glorious day that's going to be. Please, trust in Jesus today. Look to Him. We're to preach the gospel, the mission, the calling out here. He was sent from God for a witness, to bear witness of the light that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There is not a soul, there is not one person listening right now that can't do this. And if you're seeing that you're being exposed of who you are and what you are, oh, please, right now, just call on Jesus. Believe Him. Believe the Word of God. Don't believe me. Believe the Word of God. We have it before us. It's a glorious book. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is the joy of God to save whosoever will. Whosoever will. You know, John the Baptist was not the light. Light here, like life, is found only in God. God is the author of light and of life. And apart from Him, there is no light, there is no life. Even a born-again believer has no power to bring on life. I mean, everything comes from outside. It comes from our God. He brings it. He gives it to us. This He was a burning and shining light, John chapter 5, verse 35 says. Please, we're going to look a little more at this lamp and this light and everything, because we need to understand there's nothing we can do for ourselves. It all has to come from our Lord, our Savior. It must come from Him. Please, please that you call upon the name of the Lord today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?